As Dusty pierced the creature's chest, it let out a deafening screech, and at once the dark moon began to dissipate, its malevolence no longer cursing the land. It was then that a shooting star crossed the horizon, its light fading as it traveled into the distance. Our heroes watched as the ancient guardians took leave of their bodies, manifesting before them in the form of a radiant light. This light spoke to them, informing our heroes of the ancient failsafe they had unknowingly become a part of. The elemental powers had been imbued into shrines and scattered across various lands. Should William or his ancestors ever fail to keep the diabolical coffin sealed, the elemental powers could be used to destroy the ancient creature. But this could only succeed if those who found the powers were pure of heart and beyond the reach of the corruption such power might bring. As it turned out, our heroes were indeed worthy, and it was that worthiness that allowed them to destroy the darkness that had threatened the world for centuries. As the ancient guardians took their leave, Elijah's scythe magically separated into two pieces. Dusty and his friends looked upon the new weapons. Darg, with his brute strength, said he had no use for them. Snow and Leo, preferring ranged weaponry, simply looked on. Thus, Dusty and Kitsune each took up their weapon of choice, ready to defend the world for a better tomorrow.